Page 16, the last sif in Resh Mem Hei, Vav. So we saw a cursory glance at this halacha yesterday. So the Mechaber says as follows. We're talking about business relationships between a Jew and a non-Jew concerning Shabbos. So, im afa eino yehudi betanur shel yisrael b'shabbos al korcho. So, there's a non-Jew who used a Jew's oven on Shabbos, cooked on Shabbos. You can't do that, but they can, against his will, without his permission. And what do you do? And that's no paspis, skara tanur. And to make compensation to the Jew, he gave him a loaf of bread that he manufactured. I don't know, however many he made. So he gave a Jew. Now, so, the Machab says, Asala nos bimenu. You're not allowed to derive benefit from that. The Jew's not allowed to. The Mishnah says the same thing would apply to money. If he didn't give you a bread or something that he manufactured, he compensated you with money. Same thing. It's the same thing. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the case is talking about that the non-Jew cooked in the Jew's oven just on Shabbos. Just on Shabbos. It was only on Shabbos. And therefore, even though it was not with the Jew's permission that he cooked with it, but still you're getting Skar Shabbos. And it's purely Skar Shabbos. It's a recompense for Shabbos. However, if the non-Jew used your oven on other days, and so then and he comes up to you and he says, you know, I use it on Monday, I use it on Wednesday, I use it on Saturday, and here's what, you know, whatever he gives you, so then that would be okay. Why? Because, as we've seen before, that'd be havla. If you recall before, we talked about this. So in other words, really, in this case, there are mitigating, so it was against the Jew's will. But it is Chag Shabbos. So here, if the guy used it a number of times, not just on Shabbos, but on other days also, so even though he did an Isser, right, still, we would not Aser B'dieved the compensation. Why? Because, again, it's swallowed up. Remember this idea of Havla? In other words, he's not paying me just for Shabbos. He's paying me for Monday and Wednesday. And I'll give it to him for free on the uses for free on Shabbos, so to speak. Even though there was no agreement here. But still. So therefore, the Schar Shabbos, the compensation that's coming for Shabbos is so to speak, lost, swallowed up on the payments that are going to come, or came. It could be one, it's one payment, one lump sum. That the money is really for the other days, not for Shabbos. Okay, Resh Mem Vav. Now, until now, we've been talking about a Jew hires a non-Jew, partnerships, all those type of things. How about renting or lending something to a non-Jew, and that non-Jew is going to use they're going to use my object on Shabbos? So the Mechaber says as follows. Motel Ahashu, Resh Mem Vav. Motel Ahashu Lahaskir Kelov La'inu Yehudi. A person is allowed to Lahashil, to lend out without payment. Lahaskir means to rent for payment. One's objects to a non-Jew, we'll see obviously more about this, to a non-Jew, Ve'afal Pishu Osoba Molocha B'Shabbos, even though the non-Jew is going to use your object on Shabbos, because we're not obligated to make sure that our objects rest on Shabbos. Now you say in Kiddush, or you might say in Kiddush, depends on what your minhag is, on Shabbos morning, right? We'll see about animals later. Here we're not talking about animals. Again, if you have Jacob's rent a cow, or Jacob's rent a camel, whatever. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, again, you rent out cell phones, you rent out Facebook, right? Or again, the non-Jew comes up to you and says, oh, you know, You're not, Juan comes up to you and says, I know you're not going to use your cell phone on the Sabbath. Can I use your cell phone today? On Saturday? Can I use your cell phone? Whatever. Right? Something like that. Laptop, whatever. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says we're not allowed to have our objects working on Shabbos the same way we're not allowed to work on Shabbos. Beis Hillel holds not that way. Now, obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, we go like Beis Hillel, that we're not Shvisas Kelim, a person's not Mitzuva on Shvisas Kelim, on their object. And therefore, that plays out in this Mechaber. But we'll see there's different situations of this, and obviously there's a lot, many more halakhas about it. Now again, for us, this is huge. It's taking on more and more ramifications as things become more technologically advanced. So obviously we could, with time, now again, we're leaving Ramosha's tshuva aside. Sprinklers going, well, that's again, we can have all sorts of things working on Shabbos, right? Maybe we didn't lend them out, but they could work on themselves. So again, we'll see as we go through the halachas, not only here, but in other places also. You have to bear this in mind. This is it's coming up a lot. Shvi'asas Kalim. Okay, we'll let Mirza Shem pick this up next time.